A double-holed underground tank at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation is leaking radioactive waste. Next week, federal officials are mustering a several-hundred-page report on the problem. Experts worry about what the leak means for long-term storage of radioactive tank waste at Hanford. Correspondent Anna King explains.
Think of an underground nuclear waste tank as a gigantic pasta pan with a lid. About 140 of these at Hanford have a single shell or one layer. And over the decades, these old pasta pans have leaked about 1 million gallons of waste into the ground not far from the Columbia River. But about 30 more tanks are newer and have two protective holes. Think of one pasta pan inside of another. Those tanks have been considered more stable. Now, one of those vessels is leaking into the space between its two holes. Governor Chris Gregoire says that makes her
unbelievably disturbed.
The small amount of waste hasn't leaked into the environment, but here's the thing.
I mean, there's always been this assumption and this kind of guarantee that this won't happen to the double shell tanks.
Together, all the tanks hold about 56 million gallons of toxic radioactive goo. With another tank failure, now the federal government is running out of containers to hold that sludge safely. Gregoire says some of these double-shelled tanks have exceeded their lifespans.
So why were we so confident? Why was DOE so confident that we wouldn't see the same thing happen with the double-shelled tanks? They were. It was misplaced. It's further verification. We can assume nothing over there.
Meanwhile, the Department of Energy is checking six other double-shelled tanks more carefully to see if they might be leaking too. This tank in particular was where the federal government possibly intended to stage waste and get it ready for treatment. The waste's next stop is supposed to be a $12 billion factory. It's being designed to bind up the radioactive tank sludge into more stable glass logs. But parts of that plant have been delayed by technical challenges, and its startup is still years away. Here's Tom Carpenter. He's with the Seattle Area Watchdog Group, Hanford Challenge.
We don't know when the waste treatment plant will actually open. Meanwhile, the tanks are clearly deteriorating. You basically have to come to the conclusion, in my view, that you need space to put waste from tanks that might leak in the future. We're going to have to look at new tanks, it looks like, because we don't have a plan B if these tanks start to leak again.
But the idea of building new waste tanks at Hanford is distasteful to many. This tank failing doesn't leave much room for further problems, says Dieter Bormann with Washington's Ecology Department.
I think there is a factor of we're keeping our fingers crossed that we don't see any further problems in any other double-shell tanks.
Federal contractors in charge of the tanks say they're still looking into what made this double-hulled tank leak. They might never know. It could be bad welding or corrosion caused by the waste. Federal and state officials are in talks about what to do next. I'm Anna King in Richland.